So you heard him say I'm a fellow, and it means I haven't spoken to a room this large before. But I get that caveat, so. Okay, so I am visiting from the Medical University of South Carolina, and we wanted to talk about catch-up immunizations at the 18-month age range. I have nothing to disclose. And although immunization rates are improving, as we all know in this room, this 19 to 35-month age group is at particular risk. There, it's about 77% up-to-date percentage, and this is below the Healthy People 2010 goal of 90%, and that's per vaccine. And this age group is particularly vulnerable to preventable diseases, and there, as we know from our keynote speaker, we've had some recent outbreaks of things such as measles that spread to 15 states, 131 cases. 90% of those were not vaccinated, and 4 infants were hospitalized. And this age group here is often a source of transmission. There was a national immunization survey study done in 2007 that identified the 18-month visit as a potential to focus on catch-up immunizations. This, as we all know, this NIS study targets this particular age group. And this was population-level evidence that the 18-month visit could be a place to target. What we wanted to do then is take it to the practice level, because that is where the intervention could be placed. You'll notice that they calculated about 26 percentage point increase in the up-to-date coverage. So our question, what effect would one additional immunization visit at 18 months of age have on immunization rates of individual pediatric practices? To do this, we used the South Carolina Pediatric Practice Research Network, which is a collection of 9 pediatric practices in South Carolina, and they participate in research projects that are based out of the Medical University of South Carolina. For this study, there were 6 practices involved. There were 2 rural, 2 urban, and 2 suburban. So we had some variety there. And each practice followed their own immunization schedule. So you can imagine the charting was different and ways of obtaining the data were different. We performed retrospective chart reviews. And we focused on children that were 18 to 30 months of age. And sometimes it required a manual chart review, and sometimes there were data downloads depending on what the practice had available. We defined our up-to-date as that listed there. Note that we did include varicella, we did not include pneumococcal, and I guess of interest now, we also did include the 4th DTaP as well. We calculated the vaccination rates at 3 different points, once at 17 months, so right before that 18-month visit, then at 18 months, and then at the time of assessment, which could be anywhere between 18 and 30 months of age. So we wanted to see how well a practice could perform if one more visit after that 17-month age point was utilized for catch-up immunizations. For those under-immunized children, we calculated how many could be brought up to date with just one more visit, and this provides a simulated practice immunization rate that can be compared to the actual immunization rate. There's a little equation there. It's fairly simple. 17 months plus one more visit for those under-immunized children. We used COCASA to perform our study. And the simulated practice immunization rate was then compared to the actual rates for each practice after 18 months of age. Here's a model kind of showing the same thing. At 17 months of age, you were either up to date or you weren't. And if you weren't, then we followed the actual practice performance and their actual up to date percent per practice at the assessment. And then we performed a simulated vaccine targeted visit 18 and looked at what the practice's potential was with that one more visit. So here's the percent up-to-date by practice. The charts reviewed were different. We have different amounts at each practice. None of the practices were near that 2010 goal, 90%. The vaccination patterns varied by practice in this age group, which kind of suggested that if you were going to implement an intervention, that it was going to have to be practice specific, because you can see there were different patterns for each practice. This is the performance versus potential, with the red bars showing the 17-month up-to-date percentage used as our baseline. The blue lines are what the practices actually did, and then the green bars there are what the potential was at the simulated targeted visit. So there's a good bit of difference there. Here's some our summary of results here. We have the ranges of up-to-date percent for the practices, with the median on the right for all the practices. And at the bottom, it's different. We list the percentage point increase from baseline. you notice that the percentage, the median percentage point increase from baseline is similar to that found in the National Immunization Survey. So there is some consistency there. And there is definitely a range of how the practice is performed. You notice the simulated up-to-date percent is pretty good. We do, for all the practices, we don't have a comprehensive data on this missed opportunities. But when we looked at it, it looked like for the practices that were behind, that there were enough children showing up in the practices that they could have received the vaccines, just looking at the percentages. These percentages are similar to the actual percent of children that were missing in each practice, that were missing vaccinations. So this is a number of immunizations needed by practice, and this is percentage of all children in the practice. So there for practice B, you'll see that there's 32% would have been brought up to date with one more visit, and that's of all children. So of all the children that are missing, it's more like 60 to 70% of the children just needed one vaccine. And that's the main point of this chart, is that one more vaccine would have brought the practice percentage up a good bit for the majority of practices. So in conclusion, the vaccination rates for children 18 to 30 months varied by practice, though all were low. The potential for improvements in vaccination delivery that we found is consistent with that found at the national level with the population-based study. And there's a potential of improvement of vaccinations that, like I said, it was consistent, I'm sorry. So the 18-month visit is underutilized for catch-up immunizations, and that is the main point. And it looks like the children are available to be receiving these. So practice-based interventions targeted at the children 18 months of age have the potential to substantially increase individual practice vaccination rates. We feel that the practices themselves would probably have to implement the changes because of the variation we saw within the practices. So we're going to aid the practices as they institute their own quality improvement projects. We're going to help them with the process and their evaluation. And we'll do subsequent chart reviews in the future to monitor the outcomes. I want to thank my mentors as well as my co-authors, and there is a variety of funding sources at MUSC and through the grants here listed that I want to thank as well. Thank you.